This painting is called The Child's Bath by the Impressionist painter Mary Cassatt. It's an intimate scene. The woman gently caresses the child's foot in a gesture of concern and tenderness. At the time Cassatt painted it, in 1893, it was a very challenging work of art. First, because the subject was handled in such an intimate and straightforward fashion, free of sentimentality. Then, because of the tilted perspective, the unusual point of view as the floor rushes up toward us, almost flat with the picture plane. Cassatt was born in Pennsylvania, but lived most of her life in France. In 1877, she met Edgar Degas, and with his support, exhibited with the French Impressionists. In fact, she was the only American, and one of only four women, invited to exhibit with the original group of Impressionist painters. Around this time, Cassatt began focusing almost exclusively on the activities of middle-class women, especially domestic scenes like this one. Depictions of scenes of modern life were of great interest to the Impressionists and were part of what made their art modern and daring. Mary Cassatt is particularly important in the history of Chicago and of the Art Institute. During the 1893 Columbian Exposition, she painted one mural for the Women's Pavilion at the request of Bertha Palmer, who was an early benefactor of the Art Institute. And Cassatt recommended that the Art Institute buy the El Greco painting called The Assumption of the Virgin that hangs upstairs. She was a thoughtful advisor to a number of American collectors and helped the Impressionists gain a market for their work in the United States.